Hello.
Hello, my name is Elisa, and I'm returning the call from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line Division. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this phone call?
This is him.
And how may I assist you today?
Is this the unemployment office?
This is the claims line. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to make a claim.
So you would like to file a claim today?
Yes, ma'am.
Not a problem. May I please start with your social security number?
It's 418-53-9750.
And may I have your first and last name?
Jacob Johnson.
And Mr. Johnson, may I please have your date of birth?
6/16/01.
And may I please have your driver's license number, Mr. Johnson?
It's a ID permit. It's a 102-822-13.
Thank you so much for that. And the last thing I need from you, sir, is may I please have your mother's maiden name?
It's Gillian. Gillian.
Oh, good. It's spelled right. All right, cool. Let's get you started, sir. One moment. Let me get in the next system. All right, Mr. Johnson. Now, you have an active claim at this time. The only thing you really need to do is your weekly certification. So do you have the...
I did that, and since the last time I done it, like the first week that I done it, I had a paycheck to come in.
Oh,
you know?
And you claimed wages?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get you started then, sir. So it didn't allow you to, hold on, let me look real fast. Let me look at something else real solid for you. Hold on. It pushed you out. All right. So let's get you started, sir. And you're still unemployed at this time. Is that correct?
Well, I started back today, but I was claiming for last week because I didn't get to work last week.
So hold on. When you filed your claim, why did you call last week?
Why did I call last week?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get to work for 2 weeks.
Hmm?
I didn't get to work for 2 weeks.
Right. So when was the last... So you filed a... See, I'm kind of... Let me look where you're at. Well, this is where the dilemma is, Mr. Johnson. We can file the claim, but what's going to happen is it's not when you get your check. It's the hours that you worked.
Yeah.
Right. So if I open up this claim and you're already back to work today, when you do your weekly certification on the 14th, you're going to report your hours worked this week, and it's going to make your claim inactive again because you're currently working.
Yes.
So I can open it, but again, when you file the claim, when you do your weekly certification, it asks how many hours have you worked, any hours, and you say 40, and at what pay rate, it's going to inactivate you, and you will not be able to, it won't be approved. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's why
I was
confused as to why you didn't call last week if you wasn't working, and that's what you should have done.
Because I got a paycheck, and I didn't want to lie, and then
But this is the question. Even though, so this is my question. I'm just trying to make sure I understood. Did you work from the 30th to the 6th?
No. The last day I worked was June the 21st.
Okay. So, yeah. So for future references, because evidently you all are out for the 4th of July.
Well, it was... They shut the plant down for 2 weeks, or I guess 2 weeks, because the last day I worked was the 21st, and my last paycheck 28.
But that's not what you get. And just so for future references, we're not asking about when you get the check. We're asking for the work, the hours that you worked. And that's where it threw you off. Because even though you received that check, you didn't work that week, did you?
No.
And that's what you should, your answer should have been.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I didn't.
I understand. No, I understand. And a lot of people get confused with that. It's not about when you receive the check. It's the hours you work. Because if you get paid every 2 weeks and you get laid off within the second week, in between pay periods, and then you get that check, and did you work that week?
No.
There you go. See where I'm going with it? It don't feel any type of way, Mr. Johnson. It confuses everyone. I promise you. So for future reference, because you're back to work, I wouldn't be able to open it because it's just not going to do anything. It's just going to make you inactive. But the next time they close the plan or they give y'all a break, call as soon as you stop working.
Okay.
Okay. And then when you are doing your weekly certification, you're reporting the prior week or that week that you're not working. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to assist you today, but hopefully you'll remember the next time.
All right, thank you so much.
No problem, Mr. Johnson. You have a great evening on purpose. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy everything.
Bye.
Bye-bye.